Welcome and thank you for joining our webinar on the 2014 Farm Bill. Today we're planning to cover conservation, horticulture and specialty crops, and beginning farmer programs. This webinar is jointly sponsored and brought to you by the Extension Risk Management Education Centers, the SARA 39 Multi-State Public Policy Issues Education Committee, the Agriculture and Applied Economics Association Extension Section, the Council on Food, Agriculture, and Resource Economics, and the Regional Extension Farm Management Committees, along with the Ag and Uncertain Times team, with technology hosted by Montana State University and the University of Wyoming. I'm John Hewlett, Ranch and Farm Management Specialist at the University of Wyoming, and it is indeed an honor to serve as host for today's webinar. However, as I act as your moderator, I'm only able to do so through the help and assistance of many others working behind the scenes to make these presentations possible. Our team members' support and the support of their respective institutions help to make these webinar offerings a reality. Today's speakers include Dr. George Frisvold, Dr. Alba Collart, and Dr. George Haynes. I'll provide a more formal introduction for each of these folks as we begin their respective presentations, but would certainly like to welcome them all to today's program. Before we get started with the presentations, let me point out that as we proceed, we'd like to have you, or members of our audience, enter any questions you may have for the presenters in that chat window that's found at the lower left of your screen. Working with our behind-the-scenes team, I'll then put those questions to our presenters. So please use the chat window to either enter questions or report any kind of technical problems you may be having. As we're all aware, computers enable us to overcome distances and solve various problems, making webinars like this a possibility. However, that same technology can also create some challenges. So if you are experiencing difficulties on your end, please do not hesitate to contact our team for some assistance. In addition, if you're having trouble reading the screen at any point in today's webinar, you may want to try using the full screen button that looks like a set of four arrows in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. This button switches between the view you see now and a view where the presentation slides fill the entire screen, making that smaller text a bit easier to read. Please note that while in that full screen mode, you'll be unable to see the chat window. If you simply press that button again to reveal the chat window, then you can enter any question you might have at that time. And so as we begin the webinar, we have a few questions we'd like to ask you in the audience, if you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit of feedback about who all is on the webinar this morning. The first question is asking if you'd tell us a little bit about yourself, what your primary occupation might be, whether you're an agricultural producer, an extension educator, a banking professional or agribusiness professional, a commodity organization or not-for-profit organization employee, or perhaps with the government as an agency employee. Certainly, you may check one or more that may apply. Give us a little feedback about who is on this morning. So thank you for those responses. Second question is asking where you are located geographically. So if you're located in the Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, I guess we have selections for Western, Southwest, Pacific Islands, or international locations. If you wouldn't mind giving us a read on who all has joined this morning in terms of geographic distribution. Appreciate that. Our third question is asking if you could best, which description here would best describe you, if you're currently producing and marketing an agricultural product, or B, if you are in the process of developing an agricultural product to market, or possibly C, would you like to develop a product of some sort of agricultural market, or perhaps you're just gathering more information, or other, maybe more than one of those apply. And finally, our fourth question, including yourself, wondering how many individuals there might be participating at your location. Again, we don't require registration for these webinars, so this the answer to this question is the only way we really get a good read of how many people might be on this morning. And so we have selections there for one upwards to more than 20 perhaps located with you and participating in the webinar. All right. So thank you for those responses. We very much appreciate you all joining this morning. We're really looking forward to the comments we have, a number of really great presentations.